KVGC News Time is 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news. It is a Monday, the 26th day of February for 2018. We're going to start the news off with the National Weather Service issuing a winter weather advisory for the Sierra Nevada and Mother Lode above 2,000 feet until about 10 o'clock tonight. So total snow will range anywhere from 3 to 7 inches above 2,000 feet. And anywhere from 8 inches to a foot and a half of snow above 4,000 feet. Now, a winter weather advisory for snow means there will be periods of snow that basically will cause travel difficulties. So be prepared for snow-covered roads and limited visibilities. And, of course, use caution while driving. Elsewhere in the news, more information was released over the weekend regarding Friday's double fatality accident in Calaveras County. According to the CHP, just after 3 o'clock Friday afternoon, the driver of a 2013 Hyundai, a 41-year-old female from Wilsonville, was traveling eastbound on Highway 26 approaching Ponderosa Way when the driver of a 1985 Toyota pickup, a 69-year-old Glencoe man, was traveling westbound also approaching Ponderosa Way. The CHP reports, for unknown reasons, the driver of the Hyundai allowed her vehicle to cross into the oncoming lane of traffic, striking the Toyota pickup head-on. As a result of that collision, both parties sustained fatal injuries at the scene. At this point in the investigation, it's unknown if alcohol and/or drugs were a factor. The CHP is asking that any witnesses to this collision call the San Andreas CHP office, 754-3541. The identities of the drivers expected to be released later today.
Well, the Calaveras County cannabis ban set to take effect in 2 weeks, and county officials are moving forward with the efforts. On Friday, March 9th, all cannabis farming within Calaveras County will be limited to the 6 plants allowed for personal use under California state law. Now, the urgency ordinance that permitted commercial cultivation over the past 2 years ended February 14th, and all commercial cultivation must stop by June 8th. Now, once the new ordinance takes effect, growers will have 90 days to comply. Afterward, all farming for personal reasons will have to be registered with Calaveras County. Now, all sites where farming has occurred will have to be remediated by early January of 2020. All non-permitted grading and construction will have to be restored. Trash removed and erosion prevention measures must be installed. Meanwhile, as we reported earlier, the grower's not going down without a fight. 3 groups have initiated litigation against the county, submitting documents in hope of reversing the ban. Allegations range from inadequacy of an EIR, environmental impact report, to Brown Act violations, and California public record request infractions. 3 recall campaigns have also been initiated against supervisors who cast votes either for or against the ban. Only 1 recall petition against District 2 Supervisor Jack Garamendi has been approved by the Calaveras Election Office. Proponents have until April 19th to turn in signatures. Petitions for the recall campaign filed against District 1 Supervisor Gary Tuffinelli, District 4 Supervisor Dennis Mills have not yet been cleared to begin signature gathering.
And Mind Matters, the Murphy's-based nonprofit clinic that helps individuals and families cope with autism spectrum disorders, has been named the 2017 Nonprofit of the Year by the Calaveras County Chamber of Commerce. Each year, the chamber awards outstanding members of the community based on their contribution to building the economic vitality, prosperity, and quality of life in Calaveras County. This, by the way, is the second time the Mind Matters Clinic has received this award.
Well, for the second time in 3 years, Cal Fire cracking down on alcohol consumption at its training academy in Ione. Cal Fire Deputy Director Michael Moeller announced the discipline of 14 firefighters on Thursday that stems from a report the academy received in September about several firefighters allegedly drinking alcohol outside the academy campus. Moeller said candidates attend daytime training events, but can leave the facility for meals or errands. They are considered on call and being paid when they're not training, and are expected to avoid alcohol. Well, the candidates caught in the recent crackdown were in an engineering training program. Moeller said the department's investigation is not yet complete, but it is moving forward with disciplinary action. Or how about I say disciplinary actions that range from warning letters to demotions and termination. 9 limited-term firefighters who do not have the full civil service protection of permanent year-round firefighters have so far been terminated. Thursday's announcement echoed a 2015 scandal in which the California Highway Patrol uncovered widespread drinking, cheating, and sex-related misconduct at the academy. That investigation led Cal Fire to discipline or terminate 15 employees.
And March 3rd, the Kennedy Mine Foundation will kick off the tour season with a special celebration of Amador County. It's a day to visit the mine, take pictures, check out the archives, learn more about mining operations, and maybe even push an ore cart. You can also visit the newly renovated Change House, see the progress since the fire of last August. New exhibits and interpretive signs have been added around the property as well. Now, there's no admission charge for Amador County residents or their guests. The day begins with a pancake breakfast at 8:30, a barbecue lunch served at 11:30, and all days, walks, talks, and tours will take place. The Kennedy Mine is a community nonprofit foundation dedicated to preserving the mine property for its historical significance, nature, and wildlife.
And the Amador County Master Gardeners will offer a free class this weekend, this Saturday, on garden design using raised beds and terracing. Now, the free public education class features various types of raised beds, including straw bale beds, and the use of landscape terracing to improve your garden irrigation. Planting veggies and flowers in raised beds can help gardeners maximize their growing area and overcome many garden problems. Handouts will be provided. Classes held in the County GSA building on Airport Road from 9 to noon. For questions, call the Master Gardeners of Amador County at the UC Cooperative Extension Office, 10 a.m. to noon, Tuesday through Thursday at 223-6838.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country, a Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.